Masechet Zevachim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Keline Hoshet, a copper vessel that had a korban cooked within it, Shiatza Hut LaKelaim, that was taken outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, that would not invalidate it from going through the proper procedure to purge and to rinse out this copper vessel. So we say you can go back in. Nichnas umorko veshotfo b'makom kadosh. You have to bring it back into the courtyard, and then it could be purged and rinsed in a makom kadosh, in the holy place of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Nitma hut lakelaim. But if it became tameh when a person was outside of the courtyard, so he can't now bring it back into the courtyard while it's in that state of tumah, we say pohato. He should make a large gesh in the side of this copper vessel in order to make it tahor. Even though a metal vessel has the ability to become purified in a mikveh, by dipping it in a mikveh, unlike the vessel we were talking about in the previous Mishnah, which was earthenware, which cannot. Here, technically, you could dip it in a mikveh when it's outside, but we say that can't be done outside of the courtyard because some of the residue of the korban would become washed away, and part of the process of purification here, it has to be purged and rinsed only in a makom kadosh. So therefore, he couldn't dip it in a mikveh in order to purify it outside of the bet, outside of the courtyard. What he has to do is he makes a gash in it and loses its purpose as a keli now, and he makes it tahor. It can't be a small hole like he could with an earthenware vessel, but here he has to make a large gash, a large hole in it. And then he could bring it in the courtyard and it's purged and rinsed in a makom kadosh in the holy place.